Chapter 2. You shouldn't be doing this. Helen ignored the persistent inner voice, reached into the back of her sweater drawer, and pulled out her .38 special. From another drawer, she retrieved the ammunition. Since quitting her job with the Portland Police Bureau 10 years earlier to become a travel writer, she rarely needed the weapon. Not that she couldn't handle it. Regular practice at a shooting range had proven that her Smith & Wesson and her vision were both functioning as well as ever. The phone rang. Helen glanced at it, knowing she wouldn't be able to let the answering machine pick it up. She dropped the last of 5 shells into the cylinder, snapped it shut, then reached for the phone on the 4th ring. Helen half expected to hear the voice of the mystery woman she'd agreed to meet, and was surprised when her husband responded. "There you are, love." JB's mellow Irish brogue, still present after all these years, temporarily dispelled the anxiety still churning inside her. "Did I wake you? I know it's late, but I wanted to hear your sweet voice one more time before I left the States."
"I was awake. Where are you?"
Helen set the gun on the bedside stand. Though his call pleased her, she hoped it wouldn't make her late for her meeting. "In D.C. My flight's been delayed." Helen closed her eyes and sat on the edge of the bed, smiling as she envisioned him.
"I miss you too. I wish you were here."
"I'd like nothing better, but it's not possible."
"I know. I wonder if the world will ever stop playing these silly spy games. I may as well have married 007. Same initials, same sort of job."
JB chuckled. "And do you find me as handsome and swashbuckling as well, love?"
"More so," Helen thought, but didn't say.
"Don't you be getting any ideas. You're no longer a bachelor." "There's no need to worry about that now, is there? You've captured me, heart and soul."
JB paused and cleared his throat. "I'm not concerned."
"Not about that."
"It's your life I'm worried about."
Once again, she considered telling JB about the phone call from Irene. Had he been home with her in